Today's podcast is sponsored for Refu Shlema for Ahuva Sprintz of Bas Teba Miriam by her Mishpacha. To help make these podcasts sure and possible, please consider sponsoring a podcast and email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN at gmail.com. Today's Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzos Shir will begin in the Mavi, in Perek Aleph of the Mavi in the new print, in Halacha Yud Aleph. Anyone who would like to sponsor a shir for Fush Lemo, Lil Mishma someone, so please contact Rabbi Fishman at gmail.com, RABBIFISHMAN at gmail.com. The sponsorships help make this podcast possible. So we're in Perek Aleph in the Klali Malacha Shabbos, Se'if Yud Aleph in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. So we're discussing the last few shiurim, the klolim of Hilchus Shabbos, the klolim of what makes something a malacha, the klolim of what makes something a chayah for a malacha. So now Se'if Yud Aleph, we talk about the need for it to be l'tzayrich gufa. Min ha-toyre einei chayah v'alasiyas malacha, ela imkein asa oisa l'tzayrich gufa. In order for there to be a chiyuv for something, an obligation, an iser deraisa, a chiyuv misa, chayv chatas for a shayeg, it's necessary that the malach was done for the purpose, the hainu l'tachlis hamukubelas, which means for the standard purpose of doing such an act. Right? When you cook a pot of water, right? You're cooking it to have the hot water, to have hot water. When you build something, it's to have the building. It's a tzayach gufa. I'm going to talk more about that and understand that as we go on now. Well, confusion nimsa l'moshe mi-sinai. Right? And based on what we understand from Moshe mi-sinai, what's the gufa malacha? Avam enoi tzarech l'gufa shel ha-malacha. Generally speaking, if you're doing the same action, but it's not l'tzayach the gufa of the malacha, generally speaking, it will still be usur midrabanon to do. Valkane, therefore, he gives an example. What happens if you dig a hole in the ground because you need a bar? Right? Generally speaking, digging a bar is for the use of the hole in the ground that was dug. So that's chayiv min ha-toyra. That's an is deraisa yechayev. Avam enay tzarech lebar el la'ofa hachafiro. What happens if you're digging a hole, but not because you need the hole, but because you want the dirt? So you need dirt. In order to get dirt, you dig it out of the ground. You're left with a hole. So that's only an is medrabanan. Because that's not letzarech gufa. Another example, hamaitzi chayfetz merishus l'rishus. Someone carries an item from one rishus to another rishus. Right, if you're carrying it from here to there, because you need the item that's here over there, so that's the tzarech the goof of the malacha of to get the item from point A to point B. But if you're removing a garbage can from your household to rishus rabim, mikivon shuritzayne shlo yia bebeisay potter. Meaning you don't have any use for this garbage can to be in Rishus HaRabim. You just don't want this smelly garbage at your house. So you carry it out to Rishus HaRabim. Right? So that would be potter. I'm not saying, right, it's also to do midrabanan, but it's not the chiv, because the chiv would be when you need the garbage can to be in the Rishus HaRabim. So let's say you have garbage pickup, and the garbage men are only going to take it from the Rishus HaRabim. So you take the garbage can outside, so the garbage man will come get it. That would be l'tzayach gufa. But if you're only doing it because you want the garbage removed from your house, that's m'lach hashein, it's v'chil gufa, it's only midrabanan. And it's kedai here to see in the comments on the bottom, in Sif Katan Lamed Ches, I'm just going to read a little bit. He says, machlekes rishonim b'hagdaras ha-malacham. He says, what's considered tzayach gufa, not tzayach gufa? He says there's a big machlekes rishonim. Kigain, for instance, hagoizes tziparnov, someone who's cutting his nails. Dilfi Taisus, he says, going to Taisus. Potter l'Reb Shimon, kivin she'en etzarech l'tziparnov. Says, Taisus says that according to Reb Shimon, that since you don't cut your nails because you need the nails, and cutting, generally speaking, is when you need to cut the item you're cutting off. So according to Tosfos, that's a melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. But the Rambam, Peret Es, Hilchos Shabbos halacha he holds its chayiv. Afilu man dama melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa potter. Whereas the Rambam, on the other hand, says, no, you're cutting your nails because you need your nails cut. You don't want any long nails. So it's a machlokes rishonim whether that's considered a melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa or not. Right? He says, Ayin shom magen mishne kivin sheish maseu tikkun haguf. The Rambam holds that that's the tikkun of cutting the nails. He says, similarly, we find b'melechas koreya, the melech of ripping. According to Rashi, the Ramas al Chayiv and Dafim Chesam al Alev, binyan koreya al manas lutfer. Vilav hachi ene chayiv mishim koreya. According to Rashi, the only way you're chayiv for koreya, for ripping, is it's al manas lutfer. Like we'll see later, when you destroy something, you know, generally speaking, destruction is a melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. But if you're knocking down a building so you can build a new building here, so that's part of the building, right, or erasing something, amanas lichtoiv, so that's what Rashi says. That has to be, right, it has to be amanas litfer. But according to the Rambam, chayiv afil b'kareya shlei amanas litfer, b'lvad she'yiyeh b'kriyosim shum tikkun. The Rambam says, if there's any tikkun whatsoever, that any enhancement by the fact that this part is ripped off, that also would be aser, even if it's not al manas litfer. So that's a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam in melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. And then he says, v'chein yeshleim l'gabi moichik. Same thing according to erasing. According to the Rambam, it's mashma. The dafke moichik al manas l'kalkel potter. The only time mechika erasing would be potter is it was done in a destructive manner. It's mashma from him that a machak shloi b'derech hashchasa ki'im le'ezet tzarech the al-kemenas lichtev dami. That just like, as long as it's not erasing it in a destructive purpose, that it would be chayiv. Masha enkein, Rashi holds, that it's ene chayiv elba mechik al-menas lichtev. So here you see there's a machlokes rishonim, that the Rambam holds that you don't necessarily need an almanas of the positive, as long as there's some positive in the action now that you're doing, even if it's not the real action that we would generally think of as melacha she'tzricha l'gufa. But since there's something positive coming out of it, that's good enough to make it a melacha she'tzricha l'gufa. Whereas Rashi and Tosfos hold no, that koreya needs almanas litfer. The meichik needs almanas lichtoiv. That there is something that's necessary more in order to be considered a melacha tzricha l'gufa. Sif Yud Beis is going to talk about mischavein. Another criteria necessary to be chayiv for Hilchos Shabbos midaraisa is mischavein, intent. So he explains, min haTorah einoi chayiv al melacha she'asa ela imkein asa oisei b'mischavein. That midaraisa, you're not chayiv from melacha unless it was done with kavana. What does that mean? He explains. Kolaymar, for instance, shabikesh lahasig bepulase es hataytzah mukubelas. That what are you trying to do with your action? You're trying to do with your action, your intent with your action, is to get the specific outcome. Avalim lohis chavin loisa hataytzah. But if you were not intending for that outcome, v'gam loy vaday sha'yidei pu'ulase zu tusak haitaytzah mukubelas. And it's not definite that this outcome, that the proper outcome is what's going to come out. That not only is it putter, it's mutter. A davar she'ein mischaven you could do. And now he's going to give an example of davar she'ein mischaven that's mutter. Therefore, he says, goyer adam mita vekisei v'shulchan b'shabbos. A person could drag a chair, a table, a bench on Shabbos. Now, back then they had dirt floors. And if you dragged it, you're going to be making technically a charitz, a little channel in the ground, a little thing that can be used technically for irrigation of water. That's not your intent. That's not what you're trying to do. Right? He says, if you're dragging this chair, you're dragging a bench, right? Which is not heavy enough that it's definitely gonna make this charitz in the ground, right? So it's not definitely gonna happen, and that's not why you're doing it. You have no interest in this charitz in the ground. You have an interest of getting the table from place A to place B, right? So such a thing, he says, is a davar she'einu mischaven. See, if it's definitely gonna happen, then you go into the problem of psik reisha. So we're not talking about whether it's a psik reisha, right? Another case he gives, mahalich adam al gabe asovim b'shabbos. A person may walk on grass on Shabbos. As long as he doesn't do it in a method where he intends to rip the grass. Right? Could you imagine if we said nobody could ever walk on grass on Shabbos? Because there's a very good chance you walk across a field that at some point, what's going to happen? At some point, you're going to end up ripping some grass. Right? But as long as you're not, no intention of ripping grass, and at every step of the way, it's not a psik reisha that grass will rip, right, on every step. So that is called a davar she'einu mischaven. It's not potter, it's mutter. It is permitted to walk. Today's podcast is sponsored for Refuah Shleima, for Ahuva Sprintzer Bas Teva Miriam, by her mishpacha. To help make these podcasts sure and possible, please consider sponsoring a podcast. And email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN@gmail.com.